Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian Church. I hope that all of y'all are having a wonderful day. We are so glad to have you here in person and those that are online. I understand that there is a little bit of a surge going with COVID, so I understand that some people are taking precautions and staying home. We have asked that if you choose to wear a mask while you're here, but we just hope that everybody, when they are able, can come back and join us all in person. We are going to start with announcements. Steve, do you want to do the parking lot? Did he leave me? Okay. Well, the parking lot, we have a donation update of $61,958 raised. That is awesome. So, and I believe it was said August was the projected month of what? Resurfacing, so paving. So get ready for that. It's definitely been needed. Any online prayer requests, please text or email to jenkinsprayer@gmail.com, and we will get those read at the end of the service. And are there any other announcements? I do have one, but does anybody else have? Okay. For next Sunday, May 29th, we will have a special Memorial Day offering, and the money will be dedicated to the military chaplains and families who have served. So if you want to make a special offering to those families, that will be next Sunday. So, any other announcements? Am I talking too fast? Okay. I'm your whole day today, so tell me to slow down. Okay, so now is our time that we are going to recognize our graduates. Today is a very special day as we celebrate the achievements of our church community by acknowledging those who have hit milestones in their education journey. Moving on from one grade to the next, from high school to college, from undergraduate to postgraduate to doctorates, is not easy work. It takes discipline and dedication and lots of prayer. It takes family, friends, and most important, faith. So today we acknowledge 10 individuals who have passed the test and are moving on to the next chapter in their lives. When your name is called, if you were here, please come to the front to receive your gift and stay standing up here in the front. Parents and grandparents, if you would like to stand when your child's name is called, please do. If the graduate is not here, I have talked with some of you. We have asked a family member or a member of the family to accept their gift on their behalf. So our graduates for 2022, we have first graduating from fifth grade is Miss Mary Philbrick. Mary is the daughter of Whitney and Amy Philbrick, and graduated from Nolensville Elementary and will be moving on to Mill Creek Middle School, in the fall. Next, we have Shayler Philbrick. Shaler is the son also of Whitney and Amy Philbrick and graduated from Nolensville Elementary and will also be moving on to Mill Creek Middle School in the fall. We have graduating from high school, Bryce Anthony Alamore, son of Steve Alamore Jr. and Jackie Alamore, grandson of Steve and Joyce Alamore. He graduated from Stewart's Creek High School in Smyrna and will be attending Cumberland University in the fall. Tyler Josiah Baxley, son of Jennifer Baxley, graduated from Oakland High School in Murfreesboro with an International Baccalaureate Diploma. Tyler was a member of the Spanish and Psychology National Honors Societies and on the Ethics Debate Competition Team. Tyler will be attending Middle Tennessee State University in the fall. Wesley Alexander Michael. Son of Jason and Suzanne Michael, is graduating from Nolensville High School next week. While in high school, Wesley was a trumpet player for the Nolensville High School Marching Band, a member of Youth and Government, an integral part of the Burrito Ministry, involved in culinary and chess, and was co-captain of the Ultimate Frisbee Team. Wesley will be attending Columbia State Community College in the fall. We have some that have been graduated from college. We have Catherine Sarah Wilker. She's the daughter of Matthew and Joy Wilker, granddaughter of Jerry and Ruth Bowers. Graduated with honors from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga with a Bachelor of Science degree in K through 5 elementary education and English as a second language for grades K through 12. While at UTC, Catherine was an active member of Chi Omega sorority and was the director of community service. Catherine has spent the last year as a student teacher in the first grade at Rivermont Elementary School in Chattanooga and would love to find a kindergarten or first grade teaching position for the fall. Lauren Ruth Wilker. Lauren is also the daughter of Matthew and Joy Wilker and granddaughter of Jerry and Ruth Bowers. She graduated with honors from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga with a Bachelor of Science in Health and Physical Education for grades K through 12. Lauren also received the highest score in the history of UTC on the Ed TPA exam for health and physical education. Lauren spent the last year as a student teacher at Signal Mountain Middle and High Schools and was also an assistant girls basketball coach. Lauren is hoping to stay in the Chattanooga area and work with middle schoolers and coach basketball. Emily Catherine Carlson. She is the daughter of Jim and Toby Carlson and graduated from Milligan University with a Master of Science in Occupational Therapy. Emily is looking forward to her upcoming wedding, which is
next week,
and will be searching for a job in Roanoke, Virginia. Austin Trummel. Do one of y'all want to come up? Okay. Son of Don and Tammy Trummel, graduated from Michigan State University College of Law with a Juris Doctor degree. While in law school, Austin participated in summer internships, international law review, tax clinic, and published a paper in a law journal. In July, Austin will take the bar exam and then will be moving to Washington, D.C. in August to begin a Master's of Law program in tax at Georgetown University. And Sally, if you'll give Jennifer, this is Tyler's mom, Jennifer, if she'll come and accept the Bible for you. Okay. So give a round of applause for Tyler again. Our last college grad is Elizabeth Ann Stout, daughter of Melanie Stout. She graduated from Winston-Salem State University with a Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. While at Winston-Salem, Dr. Stout, which is very, very cool to say, presented at the American Physical Therapy Association's Combines Sections meeting. Dr. Stout is currently working in the Wound Care Center at Wellspan Chambersburg Hospital in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And her mom, Melanie, is receiving her. Before you sit down, I would like us to pray. Lord, surround those who have been recognized with your grace. Bless them with hope so they may move into the future with eager and open hearts. Help them to put the knowledge, skills, and insights gained through their education to use for the good of all humankind. Inspire them to believe in the goodness of life, even when faced with challenges and difficulties. As they commence with their lives, may they grow ever more grateful and wise. All of this we ask in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Let's give one more round of applause to all of our graduates. If you would please stand for the call to worship, if able. Our call to worship comes from Psalm chapter 63, verses 1 through 4. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory.
Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name.
Let us pray. Lord, you work in our hearts to build and sustain faith. Bless us through your word today that we might give you praise in full joy and peace. Hear our prayers and accept our praise. Bless us as we worship together, the singing of your praise, the reading of your word, the sharing of your fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, church. I can think of no better hymn as we think about our graduates and the next steps of their lives than this song here, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. I don't know a better sentiment than any that we can wish for our grads or for ourselves for that matter. So please join with us and sing hymn number 51, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah.
Our scripture of assurance comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 28. But we appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who labor among you and have charge of you in the Lord and admonish you. Esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, to admonish the idlers, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all of them. See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. I solemnly command you by the Lord that this letter be read to all brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And I know that Jason always does a wonderful job of elaborating on the scripture of assurance, so I'm not sure I can do it much justice, but this is contains one of my favorite scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. And the backstory is Paul wrote this letter to the people of Thessalonica after being forced to leave by an angry mob. And then he received a glowing report that the believers were growing spiritually and serving God fervently, but they had question about the Lord's return. Paul tells them that as believers, they will experience full salvation when the Lord returns. The prospect of receiving final salvation motivates Christians to encourage one another. Paul further tells them to rejoice always, pray continuously, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. Knowing that as believers we are ensured salvation and will forever live with Jesus is more than we could ever ask for.
As we think about that journey of life that we're on, we talk about our graduates taking the next step in their in that journey. We're all on a journey, right? Paul talks about the Christian life as a race. I don't think he's talking about a sprint. It's definitely a marathon. At least that's been my experience, right? But it is one where we just take it day by day and step by step. And I think this next hymn kind of clarifies that for us. Join with us as we sing hymn number 56, Day by Day.
Thank you.
is now the time that we give thanks for all of the offerings that we have been given and that we give. If you'll definitely see the ways to give online, texting, in the back in church, or you can mail them. And I know yesterday was the food drive. I know Jackie's not here today, but we did have over 200 boxes of cereal that we helped with the full food drive in Nolensville. And I know that those families are greatly appreciative to have food for the summer when they may not have that. So, okay. And Miss Melanie is going to read our scripture reading.
I've known Elizabeth since she was about 8, and so I smiled when she called me Miss Melanie. I was taller than her then. Scripture reading today is from Psalm chapter 67, verses 1 through 7. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God.
Thank you, Miss Melanie. I did tell you you'd have me all day, so. When thinking about what to say today, after volunteering on a whim, when I heard Jason was sick, I was like, oh, I can do a graduation message. Be very careful about what you volunteer. Especially to do at church. I kept thinking of what would be a good graduation message. Many use the Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Sometimes I think there may need to be a book of Oh, the Places You Shouldn't Go. And then I called my father and asked him if he still had his message from my 1998 senior baccalaureate service. He went and tried to find it because he handwrote all of his messages and he did not have a laptop at that time. But he couldn't find it. And then he kind of joked that y'all might not want to hear him again. Some of y'all have been here since he has been here. So, and then I realized I probably wouldn't be able to read his chicken scratching anyway. So then I contacted a few other preacher friends for graduation sermons, and none of them had any specific for graduation. And that got me to think, any scripture, illustration, advice, or words of wisdom for graduates is actually for everyone at all stages of life. Whether we are graduating from kindergarten, fifth grade, eighth grade, high school, trade school, college, single life, moving out on your own, becoming parents, job changes, retirement, etc. We are always moving forward. And then there are times when we don't know what we are supposed to be doing with our lives. Then when Teresa emailed me and asked me for my sermon title, I was kind of joking in my head, it's probably to be determined. And then it all sort of clicked that our future is to be determined. To be determined is defined as a matter that hasn't been decided yet. And if you will bear with me while I tell a condensed version of my to be determined story, those who know me and know that I talk a lot, this really is a condensed version. When we were young, we were asked what we want to be when we grow up. To be honest, I always wanted to be a teacher. And a dancer in a Broadway show, but that's another story. Teaching was my calling, my dream, my ultimate goal. I went to college and took education courses first semester, and they were not what I was expecting. So I decided to change my major several times. And the day I was standing in line to graduate with a degree that was not in teaching, I felt as if I had failed myself. I remember an activity I did as a freshman in college where we had to write down where we saw ourselves when we graduated. We read them our senior year. Mine said I would be married, or getting married, and teaching in Williamson County. I had my life all planned out because that's what I thought you did after college. You got married, and you immediately got your dream job. That's what my friends were doing. That's what I saw in the movies. I wasn't getting married, and I wasn't teaching. What was I doing wrong? And no offense to any of the boyfriends from college, but I thank the good Lord that those did not work out. I have a good one. He's worked all weekend, so he's at home right now. So it was a struggle for six more years to just know I was supposed to teach and not be doing anything to get to that dream. I held a few jobs and even made a 42-hour jaunt to Memphis and back for a job, but that's, again, a whole other story. But it always came back to me wanting to teach. So at 28, I quit my job and went back to school. And I loved every minute of it. Graduated with my master's in education, did a few interim teaching positions, and then I had my very own classroom. That was all I had ever dreamed of. Until I didn't get rehired the next year. Crushed, defeated, feeling like I had completely failed my calling, dream, life goal. Guilt, shame, you name it, I felt it. I didn't know what to do. That's all I had wanted, and I had it, and then it was gone. I went on to find another job that led me to another job where I was crushing goals, winning awards, and was doing absolutely fantastic. Sometimes you have to give yourself a pat on the back. But I still carried that guilt and shame and feeling of failure that I wasn't teaching. For years, I would long to be in the classroom until one Sunday, Emery, one of the former youth pastors, spoke about callings, and one sentence changed me right then. She wasn't speaking directly to me, but she probably should have been, because it's exactly what I needed to hear. With her words, maybe that was your calling for that time in your life, I felt a sense of peace that I had not felt in years. I realized I had not trusted God to get me through the rest of my life. I finally let go of the guilt, the shame, the feeling of defeat, and the feeling of failure. My life wasn't over because I wasn't teaching anymore. It wasn't over because I felt I was not fulfilling my calling. My life was to be determined. Now, please do not think that I am saying to ditch your dreams and goals in your calling. This saga of my life so far is not to deter anyone in their path. But if you know my dad, you know he uses illustrations a lot in his sermons when trying to make a point. And he would use me a lot, so I'm using myself. I still have dreams and goals. They change daily, sometimes hourly. And I still feel like I have a calling. Honestly, not sure what it is, but for right now, I'm marking the to be determined box. I am trusting in God that wherever I end up, I am not alone. I cannot do life without Him. As we grow in our faith, it's so much easier to listen for God when faced with questions about our future. He has promised us time and time again that He will not forsake us. He will not leave us. In the Scripture of Assurance, Paul tells the Christians that if you believe, you will have eternal salvation. We know that regardless of what happens today, tomorrow, in a year, or 10 years, God is there. God never sends you into a situation alone. He goes before you. He stands beside you. He walks behind you. Whatever the situation, be confident God is with you. We may be currently in the to-be-determined status, but God has a way of working things out in our lives. If you look back at all the small, intricate details of how you got to where you are now, you can clearly see God's hand weaving you in and out of relationships, hardships, jobs, friendships. One could look at every new day as to be determined. Every day we wake up with a fresh start and can choose to be the person God wants us to be. We don't always get to choose what has to be done for that day, for example, going to work, but we can always choose to be the hands and feet of Christ. Our to-be-determined status is not something to be afraid about, but an opportunity to seek God and know that He will be there every step of the way. And I'm going to close this message with a Lewism. We only get so many rotations around the sun, so let's make the most of it. Thank you.
Our last hymn today is another song of dedication, not just for our graduates, but for us as we continue to every day dedicate ourselves to Christ and His calling on our lives. Sing with us now, "Take My Life and Let It Be," number 379. Stand. Thank you.
We had one online prayer request from Jason. Prayers for our wonderful graduates today and for me, sorry, as she brings a word for us. Thank you, Jason, for allowing me to do this. I wish I could be there. I'm on the mend and will be back in the pulpit next week. Thanks to our tech team, too, who allow me to watch my son and be so proud of him, even though I can't be there in person. Wes is as good of a human being as exists in this world. Just a good man, and I can't wait to watch what he does as he lives out his life. Suzanne and I count our blessings that we get the privilege to be his parents. It never stops. You always get talked about in services. Are there any other prayer requests or prays? Yes, Shaylor? Ella Newman?
Yes.
Her eye, okay.
My Liz, who's working in the hospital, and her husband, Seth, both have COVID. They've all the shots and everything, and they have mild symptoms, but prayers for them. In Pennsylvania, so they're not spreading it here.
Yes, ma'am.
Continued prayers for Harrison Waldron, breastfeeding two issues.
I want Teresa to be able to read these, so write them. Thanks, Ms. Toby.
We have a wedding coming up.
Congratulations.
It was awesome, though. Wow, but more importantly, that they were nice to everything.
I get emotional, too, but yes. Congratulations, and we're all definitely praying for you.
Talk with Ms. Dixie this week. Blood's over at NSC, and I believe hip replacement, he broke his hip, I know that. She's trying to drive back and forth a couple days a week, so keep her in your prayers. She's not in the best of shape. So it's pretty touch and go for her to do that. And then Sherry's been sick this week. I don't know if she got food poison or what, but she had a pretty rough couple of days. She's getting back on.
Yes, Jason.
I just wanted to say prayers like for all the graduates and stuff, and teachers that say goodbye to them. It's all. But I also wanted to say, I don't know if all of you guys know about the Riverdale shooting. I would ask you to say prayers for them. So my kids that Tyler played football with, we all kind of handle the kids. So. And then somewhere close right there when it happens. So just all of those people on there.
Definitely for the Riverdale students, faculty, friends, and family who were there, and even the kids who weren't there.
So. Yeah. Pray for Johnny's sister, Regina. She's been in a home for many years, and she's just not here.
Who's the last name? Blessing for them. Some are able to stay at home and with their kids before they go to kindergarten, so they have the time and the ability now to spend with them. And some, it's been a good separation so from the company. So, anybody else? If you'll bow our heads. Lord, we come to you again today and ask for your grace and mercy on those who have been lifted up to you. We ask for those that were mentioned and those unmentioned that you will be a beacon of hope. And as we leave here today, we ask for your protection and guidance through whatever may come our way. As we ask this all through your prayer, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Not really sure what to say for a benediction, but Jason always says, go in love, go in peace, and go in joy, and knowing that he will never leave you. And we are done. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.